Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? What kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city. State to say that where I'm going, country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put up some millions, I'm flipping for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Hey, how y'all doing, everybody? Happy Sunday, fun day. Another week, we are back. We took a hiatus because Mo Ben wanted to watch the Super Bowl. What's happening, co-host? How you been?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, world? Man, we back, man. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all missed us. I missed the audience. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to have a great show. Let's do it.
Oh, man, they missed us, man. We still had downloads, like thousands of downloads on a week off, man. That was so big of
awesome.
You guys, man. I love you guys for everything that you're doing and the tuning in. Oh, man, he earned it, like, Smooth. What's happening? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Smooth, what's happening, buddy?
Yeah.
You sound free for the motherfuckers. Oh man!
We're back.
Like,
we back in full effect.
I turned up last night, and
okay.
let me see. So my week. So last week I didn't do anything because I'm still not watching the NFL. So I didn't really do anything pertaining to the sports. I did things with the family. I am on my way out of Orlando, going back to Atlanta. So I just been spending as much time with my family as I can, and working on these books like adamantly. I sent some out and it had to come back. I had to change the ending on it. So yeah, I just been working on what I'm doing.
That's dope, man. That's so dope. My week is cool.
How was your week?
My week was cool. Pardon me, I'm like speaking with like a little lisp. I basically got a bag and fixed my teeth. You know what I'm saying? So I'm doing the Invisalign, Smile Direct Club. So I got like these like Invisaliners in my mouth right now. So that's been like a little, that's been a little transition. You know what I'm saying? No homo, but shout out to Beyonce, Pretty Hurts. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just dealing with that shit. And what else? My week was dope though. I mean, shout out to the Patriots. I was wrong. The Rams took a L. It was a defensive battle. You know, I'll get into like the whole, you know, and the chop up or whatever about the halftime show and all that. What else, man? Just a little bit of everything. I told the people out there I did my ancestry DNA, and I got my results back. So
okay.
Yeah, I'll get into that in the chop up too. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go off on a tangent, but. Week was cool, you know what I'm saying? I got a chance earlier today. I was up in Harlem. Me and my wife, we had brunch. Took in some culture. Shout out to Malcolm X Boulevard. But, yeah, I mean, I'm ready to have a good show. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's
get
it in.
That's right.
Yeah,
we got a lot of stories to talk about. You know, the NFL wife, the white lady saying, you know, cheers to more lighter kids. We got to jump into that.
I need to hear about that.
Oh, man. Just make sure.
We got to get into that.
Yeah, definitely get into 21 Savage, Tekashi 6ix9ine. We got a lot coming in the chop up in the middle of the show. We're not doing it at the end of the show anymore. It's going to be in the middle of the show, so make sure you check it. Smooth, man.
Yeah.
How was your week, buddy?
Oh, my goodness. Man, I fucked around and fucked two of the ugliest bitches in my life.
Snap.
Man,
how
I'm too old to be taking these L's, bro.
Yeah, man.
Man, I still feel dirty. Oh, I feel dirty.
You
laughing, that shit ain't funny.
He was doing some gigolo type shit? Well, I mean, you know.
I got this nurse, and, man, she got awesome out. Man, that head is profound, bro. But she ain't the type of person you want anybody to see coming inside your house and leaving your house. You know what I'm saying? So, Jesus Christ. Man, that bitch was like, man, look. Man, I've been telling my girl about you, and she won't fuck, too. I'm like, all right, whatever. Man, this lit this world of beast in my motherfucking house. Hey, then it was during the daytime, too.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
God.
Wait, hold on. Let me ask you this. All right. You said it wasn't attractive from what you just said.
No,
how was
not
the body,
attractive
though?
At all.
The body was banging, though.
No,
let me
say this
no.
again. No,
so all the way around?
Everything was horrible. Everything was horrible. Man, look.
My mouth is
beautiful. The mouth is beautiful. Man, the
of
mouth,
course,
yeah.
You gotta have something. You gotta have something going for you, you know what I mean?
Huh? What?
Wow.
Yeah, man, but those two together just made everything worse. And I'm trying to drink some Grey Goose to get drunk, and
yeah,
my body
you
says,
to.
No, you're not getting drunk. Yeah. I was sober. Oh, man, they had to pay me for that shit. What's that? What
yeah,
my money?
Hell yeah. Get $10, man. You sound like you did a little strange. Well, you did some strange for you know, for some change. You know what I'm saying?
Man, no, I did something bizarre. I did something bizarre.
So, yeah,
man, I blocked that bitch, and they never called me again.
Word.
Bringing a glass gorilla in my house. Bitch, you ain't even cute. How dare you bring somebody uglier than you in my house?
The fuck? I like how you shared that with the people, though, Smooth. You know what I'm saying? This is real talk with the new man. We black and no bitch. And Smooth, you know, Smooth come through. So that's how we do on a Sunday night.
Oh, man, you is half retarded, man. I have nothing to say. Like, it's hard to shut me up. But I know
wow.
If you say it, they have to be like ugly as hell.
Yeah. I was like, damn, ain't
that
the thing
that you're laughing at my pain, bro. We're supposed to be friends. Nigga, like, we're supposed to be one-on-one, and you laughing at my fucking pain. Like,
yeah,
I came on the phone like, ugh. I'm still feeling bad about this shit.
Did you take a bleach bath? I mean, I'm just saying. Like,
yeah, I can't shower,
you
man. I was in the shower,
know,
like, I felt like
right.
a rape victim.
No.
I was all up in the corner.
You know, think about what just transpired.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not laughing at rape victim. I just had an image of him in the shower in the corner, balled up, with slow music playing. Like, feed the children slow music.
Oh, yeah, and the Lifetime movie special, huh?
Oh, man. I can't.
Yeah, shit.
You could have said no. It was always a
no,
it,
no.
You know?
I said no when I opened my door. I said no.
They finessed you.
Say it out loud.
It sound like they finessed you, man. They finessed you, man. Oh, man, they switched the game on you.
Okay, it's all good.
Oh, man. Well, look, every three-way ain't a good three-way. So, you know, I had a, yeah, everyone ain't good. So listen, tonight we talking about, tonight we talking about, oh, man, what is the topic, Mo? I'm lost.
Oh, okay.
My head.
Wow. All right. So yeah, because I'm gonna pass it off to you. You know, after I run it. So tonight's topic is: should a woman cheat if she feel like her man is cheating?
Of course.
All right. Yeah.
Come through, baby. I got you. Oh, he not treating you right. Oh, poor thing.
All right.
Before
Black gets into it, let me serve it up to Smooth, man. So Smooth, you know, what you feel about it? You know what I'm saying?
But I just told you. Fucking
right. Okay.
Yeah, because I don't cheat anyway. You know what I'm saying? I don't want this broad to think that I'm going to be faithful. So go on, cheat. Because I'm going to be right there. I'm going to try to fuck your friends. I'm going to try to fuck your family members. Ain't nothing better than a broad who feels as if her man is cheating because she got that angry pussy. You know what I'm saying? Well, I love a broad with angry pussy because she got that angry head. She grab that shit and she be sucking the fuck out of it. She won't fuck you. Matter of fact, she not even fucking you. She fucking a man. But she fucking you better than she fucking me. She angry with the bitch. Hell yeah, go on, bitch, cheat. Just don't come back with no diseases, though.
pain,
don't nobody want them herpes. That's
so,
like, get to keep on giving.
So, all right, so, like, but so you saying, you know, if you're in a relationship and if you cheat, you don't mind if your spouse cheats back.
Now, look, I will cheat. I'm not about to sit here and lie to you. I will cheat.
Okay. So it's fair game for her, all right? That's an honest opinion. So Black, what you think?
Song.
Oh.
Why you out making love? You remember that song?
What's that?
The song, who's making love to your old lady while you out making love? Like, who's fucking your bra while you fucking somebody else? You don't remember that song?
Nah, I don't know. Who was that by?
God damn, like Jesse Taylor, bro. How old are you, man?
Hey,
this
I'm young OG.
Old.
You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm young OG out here, so.
Oh.
You know? I'm going to keep it a mystery for now, but. Yeah. Young OG.
Okay. Smooth, you retarded. Yes, I know that song. You brought that thing way back.
I did.
Who's
I
making love to your woman?
So who's that? Wait, hold on, because I feel like I'm lost. So who is that? Who started?
Listen, let me tell you. Is that Bobby Womack? Who is that?
No, I thought it was Jesse Taylor, but I might be old, bro. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, so listen.
Right.
So listen, Smooth gave you the hood answer. So let's get into this topic. Is it okay to cheat because your man is out here cheating? So we're going to get into realistic facts on this conversation. No, it is not okay. Okay? Men weren't created to be monogamous. We go over this all the time on this show. Men are not created to be monogamous, but women are. I think Mo Benz gave the prime example. A man can line up five women and screw all of them and get them pregnant at the same time. But five men can line up and sleep with one woman, and only one of them will impregnate her, you know, maybe two with some crazy shit going on. But my point is that
I'm going to kick your ass.
Women can't do what men do, bottom line. So if he is doing whatever it is that he's doing, and you don't like it, remove yourself from the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Or keep it real with him and say, look, babe, you doing you, I'm going to do me. Now, even at that point, for a woman, like women, we do things off of our emotions. So emotionally, we can't be connected to more than one person emotionally because it takes over us. So emotionally, if we connected to one person, we really just doing something just to be doing it, but it won't last long, or you gain a connection for the person that you're sleeping with on the outside, and then you lose it for the person you're dealing with on the inside. But women should not be able to do that. So the women out here that can do that, the Tatianas, they can do that. Nicki Minaj, new music. You can't say, you know, I'm a woman of class. Listen, a woman of class does not define, okay, you get up and go to work every day. You doing what you're supposed to do. Okay? You either going to get up and go to work for somebody else, or you're going to get up and go to work for yourself. You don't get no credit for that. Oh, I keep my house clean. You're supposed to keep your house clean. Now, there's a lot of women that don't keep their house clean, but that's what you're supposed to do. You still don't get no credit for that. What you start getting credit for is, okay, I'm loyal to the person that I'm with. Or I'm real with the person that I'm with. I mean, I'm honest with the person that I'm with. That's where you, when
personal
you start
person,
getting credit.
Plural.
When you start getting credit is for situations that you don't have to do, but you do, because it shows what type of character you are. And so a lot of people don't really understand that. See, hating, the truth is not hating. The truth only becomes hating to a person in denial. So if you're in denial about who you really are, you haven't awoken yourself, and you don't know what's going on, then you're going to still be that way. You know what I'm saying? Situation that I was in. And it was weird because, like, I've trained and programmed myself. If I'm in a relationship with somebody, I can't deal with somebody on the outside. Now, if we on the outs and we separated, you know, it's fair game. But we on good terms and there's no nothing, you know, no issues going along, you ain't got to worry about me sleeping with nobody else, because you can't, you know, that's not where my heart is at. That's not where my mind is. I'm a spiritual being at this point. So I'm not sleeping with multiple men. I don't care if it's for money, if it's this. Listen, let me tell you something. If you are over the age of 32 and you still sleeping with men, talking about you getting money, and you sleeping with men for money, then there's an issue with yourself. You know, in your 20s, you get to find yourself. You get to figure out what you want, what you don't want. But yeah, at some point, you become a lost soul, because if you still in your 30s, especially your late 30s, talking about, I want a check, I want money. Now, of course, I'm going to say, you got to come in holding your own ground. I'm going to say that, because that separates the king from the boys, okay? If you feel like, you know, I'm supposed to deal with your baggage as far as you not having your life together, then you're wrong, because that's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to come in taking those steps. Okay, you know, my life went together, but this is what I'm doing right now to get on track. But I'm not going to sit here and be talking about I'm about my money. He got to pay me. He got to cut a check. You know how many people offer me money on a daily basis? A lot. A lot of people offer me money. But I'm in a better place in my life that I don't need your money, and you can't offer me anything for me, right? Because, therefore, that's an exchange. And I'm exchanging my soul with you for a dollar, for a dollar amount. You get what you want, I get this money. Now, I take this money and I spend this money in a day or two or whatever. This money's spent. But I cannot turn back the time that I spent with you. You didn't got what you wanted. You know what I'm saying? We have to start looking at ourselves, you know what I'm saying, as the vessels that we are. You know what I'm saying? And stop allowing ourselves to be, you know, put out, you know, and into the atmosphere with anybody. You know what I'm saying? So since my whole celibacy run that I went on, I've been with one person. And I was trying to, you know, date another person, and it just would never line up for me to date that person. And I know I wasn't there mentally. Like, I'm like, you know what, I'm just focused. I'm just doing me. To the point where now I'm back down to not even having sex. Because the older you get, the wiser you should get, right? And understand, listen, this is not what I want. I don't want to have a cut buddy. I don't want to have this. So I can refrain from whatever I'm doing till I get what I want. And guess what? If I don't get what I want, then I didn't miss anything. Not in this society. I didn't miss nothing. Okay? So no, women cannot cheat because he's cheating. Because even a bigger issue, the karma, the universe, right? Women are supposed to hold a certain position or a certain title. You have a certain job, right? And as soon as you start cheating, he doesn't have to know the universe is going to shift, and it's not going to shift in your favor because you are not doing what you're supposed to do. It's like retaliation, right? You are not supposed to retaliate on somebody that does wrong. You're supposed to allow karma to take effect for you. So if he do something to you and you go and start cheating, you're retaliating. It's going to go south pretty damn fast. These are common sense things, but we got to understand common sense is not common. So I want to educate my sisters and my queens
sisters,
and my goddesses out here. Put it in the understanding.
Common sense does not exist. Common knowledge.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Common sense does not exist. It's all about common knowledge. What have you been reinforced? But as far as the whole cheating thing, let's get one thing straight. I am a habitual cheater. I have tried the faithful thing. I'm a what they call that, habitual polygamist.
Okay.
Every relationship I get into is multiple people. Now,
right.
That being said, have I been cheated on? Of course. And what do when I get cheated on? I fuck your entire family and friends. Oh, and it don't go south for me. I don't know about this that bullshit that you talking about.
I'm talking about for women.
The universe.
Women.
No.
Well,
but you
for
need to
women.
Understand, there's no, this, the only difference between a male and a female now is the DNA. But we still have the same parts here. Instead of you know what I'm saying, y'all nuts dropping down, y'all just have ovaries. Instead of y'all fucking dick sticking out, y'all have a clitoris. It's the same goddamn thing. We are all built the same.
We have different roles, though. We have different roles that we have to abide by within the universe.
No.
So as a man,
you forget
as a man,
one thing when
you
it comes
are...
down to this roles thing, when it comes down to the past. See, everybody be talking about, oh, man, let's try to set a broad up at a higher fucking plane as far as chivalry is concerned. But you need to look at history. History dictates women fuck just like men do. They cheat just like men do. They
do.
Have, they be in their feelings
not
just
all
like
of them,
men do.
Though.
No. Stop.
So that's just the
because
same thing.
Not
like...
all men cheat either. But not all men cheat either. But it's still human nature for a motherfucker that won't get some revenge. Because that's an emotional thing, regardless of the fact.
You have men are going to cheat.
I don't fuck no bitches.
Either you got a man that's going to be a habitual cheater. You got a man that's going to cheat every now and then, meaning like once or twice a year. You know, you got a man that his eye can drip and it don't happen that year, but the next year, men are going to do what they do. And that's the thing that you have, like, I don't understand people getting a divorce behind cheating because this is a big world. You know what I'm saying? Like, things are going to happen. And the false expectation has been put in our eyes to say, okay, this person is supposed to only have eyes for you. And people only know what they have been taught, right? Just as was Christianity. You only know what you've been taught. You know, they took us, they changed our language, they changed how we dressed, you know, they changed everything about us, and they changed our God, right? And they took African tradition and created the Bible and what you know it today. The only thing you know is what your mom and her mom and her mom and her mom, the tradition that was passed down for slavery. Now, you know, people are starting to gain knowledge and starting to say, well, wait a minute, this stuff don't add up. Now, you know, they're being empowered to find out what's the real truth behind what's going on, right? But if you don't empower yourself, then you'll still be stuck in the same sense of it. So, yeah, you got a lot of women out here that will sleep around, right? Because they are not of those aren't goddesses. Those aren't queens. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got different species on this earth. Yes, they have the same thing that I have, but that doesn't mean that they're going to do the same thing that I do because we're different. If I'm in a relationship, I'm not cheating. This is who I'm with. Period.com. But you can have this another woman that has the same thing that I have and feels completely different. She's either going to cheat just because she likes to do it, or her man don't have all of the time to spend with her and she want the time, or it's just in her, or she feel like, okay, I'm going to cheat because he cheats. You know what I'm saying? Those aren't queens. Those aren't goddesses. And so for you to be enlightened with what type of situation that you're in, you have to be able to open up and realize what somebody is saying for you. Out of everything that I've done in this world, and I've done some hellified shit, I know regular women that has slept with way more men than I have. You know what I'm saying? And I had a career. You know what I'm saying? So you got to think about these things, you know what I'm saying, and understand, like, you can be awakened at any time when you open up to accept your purpose in life. So a lot of people don't understand their purpose in life, and they keep repeating the same path over and over and over again. And it just gets old. It's like, okay, sis, are you going to realize that you have to point the finger at yourself? You know, you got women out here that is casting spells on men just to have these men under you, and it's going wrong because it's not genuine love. You know, it's beneficial. You found a way. You have men that's out here dealing with women that do not require anything, and they make it easy for them, so they deal with them. But any real man will wake up eventually and say, you know what, enough is enough. This isn't it. You know, I want more. You know, everybody has that awakening in life. It's just, will you have it before it's too late? So if you're with a woman and you feel like, okay, I cheated, she cheated, it's okay. That shows you what type of woman you have if she cheated back on you. Because she's either going to say, listen, we need to talk. She's going to tell you one of these things. One, baby, you ever do this to me again, I'm leaving you. We ain't going to play with this. I'm leaving. Love will not keep a person there when you break their heart. That's a misconception that we have. Well, she love me, she ain't going to leave me. No, love don't mean that you got to take a woman up through there. Love don't mean you got to dog a woman out and she still stay with you. No, that just means that she has some insecurities about herself. That's all that really means when you break it down. If she's staying with you after you're dogging her out. Right? Because a good man, no matter what he's doing, he's not going to do anything to hurt you. Period. Okay? You do this again, I'm leaving you. Or, baby, is this something we need to talk about? Do you have a problem? Do we need to bring women into our bedroom? I'm willing to join in. Let's figure this out. Or, look, I'm done. You know, okay, if she sit down and say, I'm doing me, and I had this conversation with a man to see where his head at. Listen, what is it that you got going on? So let me know so I can do me while you're doing you. And the first person to ever agree to that, I'm cutting him off immediately. I'm not going to sit here and be dealing with you just to deal with you while you're doing whatever you want to do in the streets. And then I got to go out here and settle for it. A lot of women don't have self-love. They don't know their worth. So you're going to deal with a man and let him do whatever he want to do to you just to have that man. There's no in between to that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so like the way I feel about it is, I'm gonna give my 2 cents. So once again, the topic is: should a woman cheat if she feel like her man is cheating? I feel like it is a double standard. You know what I'm saying? Because guys do cheat. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, it's more in our nature. You know, and in most cases, we don't cheat with our heart. It's lust. You know what I'm saying? We just got to get that off. We got to get that strange every once in a while. And a lot of times we come back even more faithful to our female. You know what I'm saying? The woman in our life. But I feel like when women cheat, it's more emotional. You know what I'm saying? And it's a little different. So I know for me personally, I only can speak from my experience. If my wife was a cheater, my girl was a cheat, and I found out about it, I can never really look at her the same. You know what I'm saying? Especially if I know the, and then if I know the dude or something like that, like that would forever just change my perception of her. And I would just have a whole different energy. You know what I'm saying? So, but then again, I know you like I always say, and look, pardon me, I got to just say this, but. In most cases, I mean, women can always change, but some of them is in it. So what I'm about to say is this. You can't make a whole housewife. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say is this. A lot of times, if that female's got that whole mentality, you can try your whatever to be faithful, but, you know, in the back of her mind, she's just got to have it. You know what I'm saying? Like, perfect scenario, if you ever seen the movie Casino, and it was Robert De Niro's character. And Sharon Stone was, like, gorgeous, you know what I'm saying? And you know, Robert De Niro, you know, he was ace, you know what I'm saying? He was, like, bossed up, and he put her in position. And, you know, he was like, yo, man, me and you, if we got together, we could, like, run the world, you know what I'm saying? But she had a pimp that she would always go back to, and he couldn't understand why. Because, like I said, you couldn't make a whole housewife. So, you know, so that's one part. And then the other thing I think is, I think if it truly bothers the female, like if she figure out that her dude is cheating, I think like what you said, Miss Lovely Black, like, you know, you're going to have to leave it. You know what I'm saying? You need to break off the relationship and become free and then pursue. Because two wrongs don't make a right. You know what I'm saying? If you start cheating and he cheating and y'all still together, what's the point? So if that's the case, then like you said also, you need to discuss about having an open relationship, changing the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's see how we could make this work between both of us because, you know, we both yearn to have other experiences, but we want to stay together at the same time. So, you know, that's my 2 cents from the notes I gathered.
Let's get one thing.
All right, we just got a
this.
New caller. Welcome aboard, new caller. Who's calling?
It's Gina from College Park.
Oh, Atlanta. Yeah.
You have something to say?
Yes. So the topic is, why she cheat? That's the topic, right?
The topic is, does a woman have the right to cheat because her man is cheating?
What's the topic?
Hold on. So look, the topic is: should a woman cheat if she feel like her man is cheating? So you representing College Park, Atlanta. What you think?
If she's cheating just because she feel like he's cheating and don't have no proof, she's just a whore because she just wants to cheat. If you don't have your facts together and you just assuming and don't have no proof, you just want to see anyways because it's just in your nature, in your DNA, just to be a whore.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's what I was just saying. And you can't make a whore housewife. You know what I'm saying? So if that's your female and you find out she cheated, and like I said, it is a double standard. So I'm going to look at her a whole certain way, you know what I'm saying? And then it's when the the Savage Gentleman come out of me. I'm on some pet shit too. After that, I'm like, fuck it, let's get some money then. If you want to cheat, fuck it, like let's run this game. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's what you're all about. Let's run this game. Let's do it the right way. Don't be fucking with this dude for free. Let's get some money. That's how I feel about it. So I get real savage when it comes to that. But that's me.
My thing is like part of what you said, right? You got to realize what you got, right? Just as women, we have intuition. Men understand when a woman is cheating. Now, most men will just sit and settle for the lie. She said, no, baby, I'm not cheating. I'm not cheating. And he settled for that because he haven't found anything. And then he's too far in. But you know when your chick cheating. You know what I'm saying? You know it. You feel me?
Yep.
You got chicks that are great, and you will never, ever figure it out. But you know when she messing around. You know what I'm saying? It's like women know when your dude messing around. It's up to you to realize what you got at that point. You feel me? And when you realize what you have, do you roll with it? Do you not roll with it? Period.com. And if you fall in love with a woman that's going to do whatever to you, then dummy you. You need to accept whatever she's bringing to you. But here's the thing. You have so many women out here that's putting forth this great facade as being a certain type of woman. And you're gonna pull the right kind of man. But he's going to be miserable dealing with you because he's going to see the things that lie in between the cracks. He's going to really see what's going on. I always tell the man, oh, she go to work every day? Cool. She keep the house clean? Cool. She don't go to the clubs? Cool. But do she go out? Period. That's what you look at. Is her phone on ring all day? Can you pick up her phone and go through her phone? They don't have nothing to do with insecurities on a woman part. Listen, at the end of the day, if he come and say, listen, when I'm in a relationship, when I leave my house, I text him and say, you know, I can refer to my last relationship. When I leave my house, I say, I'm leaving the house, I'm going here, I'm going there, and then I'm coming back home. And when I'm on my way home, I'll text him and say, I'm on my way back home. So if I go 2 days and I don't text you and say I'm going nowhere, trust and believe, I'm in this house 2 days. So if you out here and you decide to pop up to my house, I'm supposed to be at this house because I didn't tell you that. Not because that's what he asked of me, but as a queen, you're going to make sure that your king already know where you sit at. You are his most valuable player. This shit is chess, not checkers. So when you pour into your man, as you should, you're going to get the results that you should. Not to say that everything is going to be peaches and cream. Not to say that you're not going to have any ups and downs. But when you are genuinely doing what you're supposed to be doing, it's going to show. No matter how much you try to hide cheating, cheating is like the blackface now. It's easy to spot. Everybody done been out here. Everybody done been living this life. She cheated on you and you ain't know just because you wanted it to happen. When you still deal with a person that has done things like on that nature with another person, to you, they're going to always do it, period. So you got to understand, you love your hoe. You can't discriminate against nobody else because you're loving this hoe. You might as well go to the strip club or go to the valley and get you one of them girls. At least you know she's going to be bringing a check home with it. Women cheat emotionally. They don't cheat, you know what I'm saying, just, okay, I'm going to go do this. He out here doing that. They get connected to that shit. They get connected. No, you should not cheat if you think he's cheating. You should leave. I love him too much. No. Love don't make you stay with a man that's taking you up through there. Love don't make you stay with a man that's actually causing you harm. Love don't make you stay with a man that's going to do all of these things to you. Now, love will make you stay with a man for other reasons. We're talking about cheating right now with the HIV rates and STD rates as high as they are. That's one of the things. That's like detrimental. That's like you sleeping with... It's like you sleeping with my family member. You done.
We're going to talk about HIV, too, in the world-famous chop-up. Stay tuned. That's interesting, too. And also, too, I'm not speaking for myself. I'm just speaking for myself. But, you know, as far as marriage, too, a lot of times, too, I always tell, especially about speaking to, you know, if I'm giving some free game to, like, a younger person or whatever, basically... You know, before you say,
who the hell younger
than
you?
Huh? Ooh. Who in here is younger than me? Wait, hold on. What'd you say? Wait, hold on. What's that? Who younger than me?
Who younger than your ass?
Yo.
Who the hell are you giving advice to? toddlers, motherfucker.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm going to put y'all on. I'm going to put y'all on. You know what? You know what? I'm going to say my age.
Frank or
I'm trying to do adventures.
I told y'all earlier, I'm young OG. So I'm 40 years old. I'm 40 years old. 40.
Whatever.
Oh.
You're 25.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Anyway, I told you, young OG all day. So what I'm just trying to say is this.
Oh, my chest is.
Now,
okay, young buck.
Let me give you the game, though. So what I'm trying to
my
say
oldest
is,
son on your age.
All right. Before you get into a marriage, you definitely want to get that all out your system. You know what I'm saying? It's never going to fully be out of your system, but you just want to get out of your system. The reason why I say that, because, you know, once you get to a certain point, like I'm at the point now, it's like money over bitches, you know, stick to the script. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't even got time to cheat. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so caught up in the shit that I'm doing, that's just going to take me off my game. You know what I'm saying? Unless the shit flows. And, you know, like I said, I'm in a happily married state, you know what I'm saying, with my wife. But what I'm just trying to say is cheating is get hard. You know what I'm saying? You got to finesse and you got to do this. And, you know what I'm saying? You trying to keep it on point so, you know, your girl don't find out and all this other shit. You know, like, I ain't got time for that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm a snooper. I don't play that. No. You not fair to be. You be at home every night. Now you leaving and you out till the sun come. I got to go to school. If we live together, you cannot let the sun catch you. Do not let the sun catch you. You better stay where you at. And you ain't getting back in here till I allow you to come back. And you coming to get your shit. Don't let the sun catch you up. I don't play that. There ain't nothing outside open that time of night but some eggs. It's 7-Eleven. And in Atlanta, we ain't got no 7-Eleven. So, listen. Let's run into the chop up, and we're going to jump back on this topic. More beans for you guys.
Yeah. All right. So, look. So, this is my favorite part of the show. This is the world-famous chop up. So, we're about to just chop it up. So, first and foremost, first topic is 21 Savage, yo. So I just think I think this is a fascinating story right now. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the album, his album, I Am, I Was. I've been banging that. I said it was a 5-mic album. But, you know, obviously, when you start getting that fame, you start to get that exposure. And then also, too, you know, 21 Savage, you ever listen to it? I mean, he keep it thorough, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of times, you can see the growth. You know what I'm saying? I can see how he was talking about how,
right,
you know, I'm not spending all my money on chains and stuff like that. I'm going to start investing and stuff like that. And it just seemed like when a black man a lot of times starts to boss up, now, like, let's find something on him. You know what I'm saying? He's shining a little too bright. You know what I'm saying? Let's demonstrate.
Well, listen, they don't want none of us to be naive. They don't want none of us to get smart. They want us all to be naive. Either you're going to be the nigga with a mouth full of goals in front of the camera, rapping, talking about hoes, being caught up with this person and that person. Do you see white people having that? No. They want us to look ignorant in these streets. On top of that, he got the knowledge to say, I'm going to do better with myself, right? So you're a black man, and you're a target because you are dealing with black women. When you're dealing with women that's not white women, you become a target. The only way that you free out here is when you start dealing with these white devils, and that's just what it is. Now, in hindsight to that, when I look at this situation way closer than this, Tekashi 6ix9ine rat ass went to jail.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Stop. Let's get one thing straight. Everybody talking about motherfucking Awokens, motherfucking he's starting to be smart. No, let's call a fucking spade a spade. The only reason why his dumb ass got arrested, right, it was because of Tekashi 6ix9ine. When I say that, when Tekashi 6ix9ine
That's what
split,
I was going to say.
He decided to go online like a dumb nigga, like these new niggas that I hate, because I hate you new niggas. He went online like a dumb nigga and started talking that bullshit. Oh, man, we keep it thorough, don't be snitching, all this other bullshit. All right, motherfucker, so you ain't fucking with the feds, right? But you illegal. You're a fucking illegal immigrant. And your dumb ass went online talking shit about the feds. Nigga, that's why your ass locked the fuck up. Keep your fucking
that
mouth
is
closed.
Wait, hold on.
That's why.
Stop snitching on yourself,
Tekashi 6ix9ine when as soon as the story broke that he was snitching, and let me tell you how easy this shit died down. Everybody was talking about it. Then they arrested 21 Savage, and guess what? Everybody stopped talking about it. But people are smart. So it's some lost people that's gonna deal with him when he get out. But for the majority, he's not welcome in the industry no more, and he's probably gonna have some issues if he come out trying to do shows next month.
But hold on, which one are you talking about? Black? You talking about 21 Savage? Or you talking about
Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about 21 Savage spoke on Tekashi 6ix9ine snitching. He was headlines. He Smooth just told you what he said. He was saying, you know, we don't fuck with the feds, we don't do that, da da da. That went viral when he made that video. The next day or two, he was in jail for being illegal behind some shit that really happened when you was a kid, but they're going to find something on you because they don't want anybody with power to influence what they got going on. Now, if you had somebody with power that was legal, that had the room to talk, to speak this shit, it would have been better received because the feds can't touch you. The feds can't do nothing to you. But because he spoke up on it, look, they came and got his ass. You know what I'm saying? You got academics. This nigga got academics on his payroll. Academics still trying to push his music. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if I was any of them, I would cut off Tekashi 6ix9ine and academics. Anytime I see academics on my page, I block it.
You know, the funny thing about it is because you knew niggas. You knew, like I said, you knew niggas making me sick. It used to be you couldn't snitch. It used to be you couldn't rap. It used to be when you came outside after snitching, you died. They don't do that no more. Now, let's get one thing straight about Tekashi 6ix9ine. You mean to tell me y'all going to put a hit out on me? Because this is what happens to the mob. They always put a hit out on motherfuckers. The hit don't never become successful. And then the entire industry go down because the nigga got a snitch now. Why did I snitch? Because you tried to kill me. You robbed me. You beat me up. Motherfucker, you extorted my ass, but you expect me to be faithful? You expect me to be loyal? And then when it came out to my lawyer, you made a point to have my lawyer dismissed from the case? No. Ain't no loyalty no more. Hey, that nigga snitched. It is what it is. Now, that being said, is he supposed to snitch? No. But you started this shit. You tried to kill me, man. You put a hit out on my fucking mama. You see what I'm saying? Nigga talking about, hey, if you don't want to do a show, this is mama address. There ain't no fucking loyalty no more. Fuck you mean? So, no. With Tekashi 6ix9ine, if he
gets out, he's one of those motherfuckers that need to do something to himself. Because at the end of the day, you tearing down a lot of homes you know, you had this clout because you had the money. And this is one of those situations gone wrong. You had this clout because of all of the riffraff that you was doing out here. The feds just caught you first. But he was going to get got one way or another because you was doing too much. You was too busy. Now they're going to cut him one of these white boy Billy deals. You know, now you snitching for a whole year. You got a whole year to work for these folks to get these cases closed because they have to get convictions on these cases. And then they're going to give you a deal where you're going to come home in a year or something. They talking about 49 years. He's going to get a white boy deal. He's not coming home. He's not going to do that much time.
All right, so maybe I haven't been following as close as you have, but what I'm saying, as far as Tekashi 6ix9ine, I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't see no light at the end of the tunnel for him. You know what I'm saying? I think he's facing some major
time. Man, listen, he's turning on everybody. He's telling on everybody. Yeah. That's how you get that time out. He's telling on everybody. The nigga that he sent to go hit Chief Keef, he told on him. Because they roughed him up, like, after that, because they didn't hit Chief Keef. They didn't get paid what they were supposed to get paid. He's telling on everybody, okay? This is why. You're telling on everybody. So you can't be a soldier out here in these streets of Billy Badass, regardless of how it went down. And then
soldier.
Turn around and go to run your mouth.
So if he come home. Yeah,
he's not a soldier.
The nigga's an actor. It ain't going to be good. But
that's
he was just doing too much. Like, he should have learned. Like, straight up, like, Tekashi 6ix9ine, like I said, like, and people try to tell him, like, yo, you're doing too much. But, lo, I knew this was coming. Tupac, it was the same situation with Tupac. And the reason why I bring up Tupac, when Tupac and the whole Biggie shit got real, you know, elevated in what, 95, 96, and Tupac came home with Suge Knight, the way he was talking, I'm like, yo, you're going to get touched. Like, you can't just be talking as reckless as you're talking and just get away with it. You know what I'm saying? So I would, you know what I'm saying? Like Tekashi 6ix9ine, like it's, I've seen this movie before. You know
dead to the rat. Enough talking about the rat. You know, I'll never support the music. I'll never bump the music, and I'll never support anybody that supports him. So moving right along, we got the video on the NFL
record. Fuck this. Y'all niggas gonna learn today.
Listen, so
you was never a soldier. See, that's the thing. He's a fucking civilian pretending. That's what civilians do. Civilians get a pass to rap because he's not a soldier. He's a fucking actor. The majority of these fucking rappers are actors. They're not really in the life. They surround themselves with motherfuckers in the life.
True.
There you go.
True. All right. But yeah, so that's the kind
of. No pass.
But back to 20.
So you got the white NFL wife, right? And it's a table of blackface monkeys, black men with white women, and this bitch gives a toast and says, cheers to more light-skinned kids. Now, in hindsight, you also have in the news the B. Smith. You know, if you know B. Smith, you know, she made a lot of money. She has, like, I think it's Alzheimer's or something right now. And, you know, the husband said, you know, he gave her a pass to start dating if she ever was to get this sick. He, you know, B. Smith, she's black, the husband's black. He goes and starts dating a white woman and moves this woman into the house. And, you know, the guests are saying, like, the white woman be, you know, hitting B. Smith. And, you know, her friend was talking about on TV how, you know, the husband was saying, you know, she's one of the nicest people I already met, and the white lady would hit him like, don't talk like that. You know what I'm saying? So you got all of these stories that are emerging right now of showing how, you know, racism is coming to the top, right? So if these men don't see it now when they think they get money and they go get with a white woman because she's going to play the role, she's going to be easy. She's going to be easy because she wants this money. That's what she was trained to do from the get-up, right? Just like we were enslaved. You know, white women were already trained to sit back and allow, you know, the slave master to go out here and sleep with these women. Right, that was black women that was less than them. But if they were so less than the white woman, then why can't you satisfy your own man? Why he sleeping with these white women? If they was less than, why do you have your white baby on a black woman's titty to get nutrients? And then this is the same people that you raised to think that they can't drink out of the same water fountain as a black woman or as a black man or as a black child because they are better than them. They have always wanted to be us, but we are the greatest species on this earth. Our African-American heritage tells us, right? If you don't enlighten yourself to understand how brilliant we are, you will never know. So when I seen this, you know, I have a chocolate baby. I have a chocolate baby from a chocolate man. You know what I'm saying? And I love my chocolate baby, right? And it was like, you know, this is what it is. I will never, okay? I will never sell out my heritage for a white man. I don't have no problem with white men. I don't dislike you. You know, sir, salute to you. You respect me, I'm going to respect you. But there's nothing about a white man that turns me on. Nothing. I can see a white man and say, oh, he's handsome. But there's nothing about a white man that would turn me on and make me say, I will sleep with this man. That's my opinion.
That's how I feel about
you. You can't fault me for that. So for the brothers that grow up and see, for the brothers that get money and they say, okay, I'm going to go with the white woman, you're selling out your heritage. Because what we're scoring, because of the things that you've done to us, because of the things that your fathers and your grandfathers have done to us, you don't want to sit down and help rebuild a black woman. I salute Magic Johnson. He didn't change on Cookie. I salute these brothers. I salute the DL Hughley. Shut your ass.
You know what? Don't nobody want to cook.
I salute LeBron James. I salute Jay-Z. I salute these big icons that stuck to their heritage and did what it was that they had to do. I salute these brothers, right? These new dudes that get money, the first thing that their agents and the people push in front of them is get you a white girl. Get you a white girl. And this is how they really feel.
Wait, hold on.
Salute the more light-skinned than you.
I can't keep saying these new dudes. I don't want to hate on the new dudes. This it ain't been just new. This has been old. Like,
O.J. Simpson. We can go back in history. Like, it's not a new thing.
It wasn't
right?
as common as it is now. No, it's not. But it wasn't as common as it is right now. So the new dudes have taken this, and this is just an all out thing. You know, you get money, you want to be in the limelight, you want to last. Listen, Russell Simmons was the smartest one out of them all. Mm-hmm. Russell Simmons got that money and got with a white girl and left a white girl for a black woman. That's the only man that ever did it.
I don't remember Kamal Green actually being black. Nigga, she was half. The fuck you mean? Kamal Green. Hey, nigga, she kind of Chinese like a motherfucker, yeah.
Yeah, that's
okay.
You got to look at your shoulders like young models.
Right. Exactly, but you gotta look at your story. See, the sad thing about it is, right, when you actually get into the upper echelon, right? Matter of fact, you can't even say the upper echelon. You gotta just look at your fucking circle. You ever notice how when nurses actually become nurses, they fuck with people in the surrounding area. So they start fucking with other nurses and they start fucking with other doctors. You see what I'm saying? But when you look at the athletic world, right, the only people that surrounds them. Because if you pay attention, everybody fucks the same people. Everybody fucks the same people. Like, damn, man, this whole get past from this nigga, because it's always the same fucking circle. Everybody knows the rules. The majority of the people in that circle is white. When it comes down to LeBron James, see, LeBron James went straight from high school to the NBA. So he didn't have to deal with the booster club, because the booster clubs, the booster clubs send the white bras to you. It's not about them selling the fuck out, because you really don't know. You see what I'm saying? That's like when you was in your circle, you hung around motherfuckers in your circle, and you started acting like them. You wanted to do things that they wanted to do.
But that's where it comes from,
like,
the household.
These niggas ain't selling out.
No, it is
what it is. You see what I'm saying? When you see a motherfucker,
and you get to a
certain
age, though.
It don't matter if they're white, black, purple, or green. It's just they in their fucking circle. It's easy access.
It's easy access, but you're still supposed to know your heritage, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So
to y'all, you know that heritage shit. Because when it comes down to your heritage, when it comes down to your heritage, let's get one thing straight. Everybody comes from the same fucking place, which is Africa.
Nah.
Your skin tone didn't change until they started migrating. That's the thing about history. People really don't want to know the real fucking history. But the skin tone only really started changing them once they started migrating away from the sun. Migrating away, so we're all the same fucking thing. Regardless of the fact, the pussy's still
changed.
The same. It's all pink on the inside. Please believe it.
African-American are only 100% species. White people are not 100% human.
Yeah, well, I don't think we come from the same thing either. I think it's different.
Hold up, wait a minute.
No.
I don't think we come from the same thing. I don't.
No. Stop. Because when you do the ancestry shit like you, what you're talking about, right?
Yeah,
everybody has the same fucking genome. Everybody has that one original. So, like, we all start from the same fucking person.
This might sound controversial, and I hope I don't lose listeners. I hope we don't lose listeners with what I'm about to say. But, look, I think, me personally, I think white folks evolved from Neanderthals, which evolved from apes. I think us as black people, I think we came from another planet. I really do. I really think Egyptians came from another planet, and I think these white people, they evolved from apes. If you just look at them, when you look at them commercials, that what's that Geico caveman commercials? That shit is real. You look at a white person, you see how they're hairier, you know, in certain instances. And then they flipped it. The technology is to make us think that we came from apes and shit like that. Nah, man, I'm telling you, it makes perfect sense if you look at it smooth. If we talk about this whole white thing, like when the Ice Age came, that's when it changed over. That's when they lost their melanin or whatever. But they might have came from Africa as well, but they're a different species from us. That's how.
And look at Shaka Zulu, the documentary. Look at the documentary. They show that the white people came over to, you know, where the black people was, and they watched them. They learned their heritage. They learned their tradition. They learned what they did. We did things completely different than how these white people did.
Yeah.
It wasn't
predators, man.
They couldn't understand how we can go and win wars you know, without the same weapons that they have. They couldn't understand who.
And also,
crazy.
Too, I'm gonna tell you
they
another
didn't
thing.
Understand
I'm gonna tell you
anything about the Orishas, but any of that. They
yeah,
took
yeah.
our stuff and changed it and put it in the Bible and realized, okay, well, you know what? Shaka Zulu is the head man of this whole nation. And we can do that too. We can lead them if we do this. So they learn what it took. And therefore you have the pastor in the pulpit that's over, you know, you know, his little church. You know what I'm saying? They teach them to meet. So they brainwash these people, they brainwash the head and teach them to meet. And now people are so shocked that these pastors that's in the pulpit that has been signed and allowed to quote unquote lead an individual, you know, you're praising what an individual say because you feel like the individual is giving you the message when everything that you need comes from within anyway. You understand me?
Trailer, 300 years before Shaka Zulu, everybody forgot one thing. Africans ruled Europe. They came to Africa to study. They came to Africa to study the enemy because we took over. Those nice little castles, so that's the thing about history. Those nice little castles that's in England and shit like that, you want to know who built those motherfuckers? You want to know
the
white people built
them?
Because we told them to. We gave them the instructions. They came to Africa to hunt the enemy because we ruled them. We subjugated them. You don't learn that in black history. But when you go overseas, you learn that overseas.
True.
You don't learn that in America.
Here's the one thing I'll say, too. Before Shaka Zulu and all that, it was in Egypt. When Alexander, I ain't going to call him Alexander the Great, but Alexander, he came in, and that's when it all switched over. Like when Egypt was conquered, because if you ever go to a museum towards the end where Cleopatra, like that part, you know what I'm saying, towards the end where it got whitewashed or whatever, when Julius Caesar and all that shit. Yeah, that's when
Mark
Alexander.
Anthony, I mean, tripping.
Yeah, Mark Anthony. That's when they named a part in Egypt Alexandria, and they took everything. They stole everything from the libraries, from the great mysteries and everything, and then they switched it up and they tried to make it Greek. And they did, you know what I'm saying? So that's why people think of Greek mythology and all that stuff. That's why, yeah. So I'm just glad that we woke. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to put that out there. So I just think it's a fundamental difference between whites and blacks.
That was left. You know what I'm saying? So if I put something up and say, you know, and I did, I said, cheers to more dark skinned children. We need more dark skinned children in this world. You know, we are getting wiped out. So, you know, salute to everybody that's having chocolate babies. So, salute to my parents for having me. And salute to me and my son's father, you know, for having, you know, chocolate. So, you know, was fine. You said something about HIV. Let's go ahead and talk about that.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, look. So, now to transition to part of the world famous shop up. I got a chance to watch the presidential address, you know what I'm saying, the State of the Union or whatever. And just one of a couple tidbits I caught, you know what I'm saying, because I keep my eye on the politics a little bit. So just peeping Trump, a couple of things that stuck out. You know, one thing, you know, of course, you know, I guess he want to show that, you know, so many, I guess, African-Americans are against Trump and, you know, you've seen it or whatever. But the one thing that was actually kind of cool was he brought what's her name? Hold on, let me just grab the name. Johnson and Matthew
Abel?
Johnson. So, no, Alice Johnson.
No, not Stacey Abrams. Hell no.
Wait, hold on. Abrams, that's the. Hold on. Let me get back to that. Hold on, but real quick, what I was just trying to say is he brought Alice Johnson and Matthew Johnson out. Alice Johnson was connected to, Kim Kardashian. She was the one that got freed because I believe she was serving life under the three-strike rule. You know what I'm saying? And Matthew Johnson was another one that was serving life through the three-strike rule. And they were freed through this new act that he's pushing that, you know, of course, the you would never hear about it in the news because it's actually like a good thing that Trump did, but it's always going to get shitted on because it's Trump. But anyway, it's called the First Step Act Reform, and it's reforming like a lot of these three strike life servers who are in jail for life that didn't do a violent crime, you know what I'm saying, like drug related crime. So I thought that was interesting. But the part the
that caught my eye was the HIV. He said something in the presidential address saying that HIV should be eliminated in 10 years. So what I was just trying to say is, which we probably already knew, that there's a cure. And what they're trying to say is the cure will be available in the next 10 years for HIV. There's already a cure. Magic Johnson's proof. So I just thought that was interesting. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to bring that
right.
To,
and then also on what they didn't understand, since we're talking about Trump, Trump is trying to push an agenda with the Planned Parenthood because he's trying to stop abortion. If you're on the other side and you feel like, you know, how can somebody tell me what not to do with my body, and you people are Bible people and you willing to quote the Bible and you run to the church at any given time, you know, it's scripture that says thou should be, something like, you know, you will be cursed if you, you know, have an abortion, if you eliminate life. And I'm definitely pro-life. You know, I haven't had the situation where, you know, I had, any of my son's fathers to say, hey, I need you to get an abortion, and I'm thankful for that. But, you know, there are people that don't have a choice, and adoption is a choice. And there are a lot of people that need children, and there's not enough children that's, you know, up for adoption at an early age. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when they get pulled, you know, people don't want the teenagers too much. They want, you know, babies that they can raise and mold into their own. So I think that's something really positive that Trump is pushing to eliminate abortions. I feel like it should be eliminated because – this is really not a good thing, and I think that we need to readily make abortions available.
Here's the only thing I'll say to that.
Adoption available.
That's the only thing I'll say to that. That will open up illegal abortions happening. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have that shit happen illegally, and then you will have situations.
I mean, but that happens now.
Women are going to jail. Yep.
Well, then you need to go to jail.
Why don't you do it illegally?
And look at this, like, illegal. Just like illegal butt shots and all of that stuff, there's consequences to pay for that. So, listen, if you want to be out here and you want to be sexually active, okay, I understand. It should be like, it should be something where, like, if a rape victim, you know what I'm saying, a rape victim should have that opportunity, right? Outside of that, you got Plan B. Exactly. So there's really no excuse because they can offer you Plan B at the hospital. If you get raped, go get a Plan B just to be on the safe side. It doesn't make any sense to, you know, have abortions available, and we should not have to pay for it or pay anything towards it as taxpayers. So, you know, I have been pro-life for, you know, when I started studying and doing research on it.
No, it's interesting.
I've been
I've come around a little bit.
10 years now. And or close to 10 years, if not 10, but I don't think that that's okay. I don't think that that's something you should do. We all have the choice. We have the choice to wear rubber. Yeah. We have the choice to take birth control. I don't think, you know, once you make that situation and once you do whatever it is, that you should be able to go and have an abortion. If he doesn't want to deal with it, you have adoption as an option. You have, you know, a lot of different options to go about. So that's another positive thing that Trump is pushing. I do like to highlight, you know, some positive things because you would never hear in the media anything positive
exactly.
that Trump is doing, and that's what he keeps saying, that you're not going to give me any credit for anything that I'm actually doing. You're going to blame everything on Obama. Obama did this, Obama did that. But what I can tell you is that Obama never opened up any of these waves that he is opening up right now for our people. So you want to look
that's
at
true.
The flip side and say, well, he's going to, if he's giving you that, he's going to take something. At least he's pushing for it to give us something. So let's not downgrade what he's doing, because everything that Obama did, he did for the gays. Obama opened up doors for the gay people. That's what he did.
He
right. So that didn't have nothing to do with us as a culture.
Oh, man. Right. I never really thought about
that. Don't lose me now.
Oh, man. Good stuff, yo.
Hey, bro.
Good stuff. That's a great point. I ain't even thought about that.
She sure lost a lot of seconds.
Yo, we gotta keep it 100 on the show, man.
Hey, no, and I'm not downing you gay people. I'm not. That's their choice in life. But that's what Obama worked for. Obama worked for the gay people to give them life.
He did,
some of the things I appreciate, right? Some of the things I appreciate because you guys deserve life. But as a country as a whole, we have become too sensitive. You can't even say something without a motherfucker getting sensitive, and they want to riot, and they want to boycott, and they want to stop somebody bad. We should not allow people to stop somebody bad because they are in their feelings. Listen, it's your choice to want to feel like you want to be a woman, not mine. It has nothing in the world to do with me, okay? So if you want to be a woman, you got to control that sensitive-ass shit. That's all I'm saying. Now, things as far as what they put on TV, I do not agree with.
Man,
I feel like that shit should be sheltered because that is your decision to be gay. I don't want my kids watching that shit. I don't want my kids looking at gay commercials. I'm sorry, I don't. I want them to be exposed to what I expose them to. When they get in the world, they will understand. If they look at you different, then they do. But in my household, that is not right. So I don't know that. My children are exempt from immunization. So whatever they pushing in y'all body, they got y'all testosterone levels low and all of that shit up. My kids don't want that. We don't want that over here on this end. I give my children vitamins. I give my children vegetables. I give my children fruit. We drink nothing but spring water. We do what we do over here on this end. So your choice is your choice.
But we didn't drown her out.
Oh, she hung up. But your choice is your choice. Don't force your choice on nobody else. That's all I got to say about that. I'm with you. If what you feel in your heart, what you want to be, I salute you, boo-boo. Do what you want to do. Be great at whatever it is that you do. But it's your option. Don't make it don't force that on us. So Trump, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Trump. He is doing some strides that I agree with personally. Everybody may not agree with everything that he's doing, and you want to boycott somebody that's saying something, but that's how naive we are. If somebody say, oh, don't like him, then you're going to go and not like him. If somebody say, oh, like him, then you're going to we bandwaggoners. We got to get off of that shit. You got to do your research and see what happens, but you got to think on your own. So, you know, I love Uncle Snoop, but right now I'm loving the strides that Donald Trump is taking. So that's
exactly
what I have.
You know what I'm saying? And then a lot of times, too, I'm just going to put this on while we're, you know, still in the world famous chop up and talk about Trump. You know what, kind of like, it's another point that I was just trying to make. It seemed like it died down a little bit, but everybody was so against this war over black folks. I'm like, yo, the shit that was pissing me off with that is like, you taping up more for Mexico than you will for Africa. You know what I'm saying? Like, why the fuck you care so much about this damn war and keeping, I mean, you know, look, you can't save everybody. But, when I see a black person caping up so strong, oh, why you want to do the war or whatever, like, and then when freaking, you know, because it does happen where drugs and stuff like that does run through here, and those go to our community a lot of times, to the hoods and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And, like, that shit, like, smart.
Well,
like,
I mean, I'm saying,
like,
people got to make their money. So I ain't got nothing to say about that.
Let's get one thing straight, I don't really give a fuck. You know what I'm talking about? But at the same time, we do need to understand one thing.
What's up?
It's called eminent domain. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people is going to lose a lot of fucking land that they own due to the wall. That land that they want to build that fucking wall on, it belongs to somebody else. Let's get that one thing straight.
It ain't mine. So.
Right. It ain't your land, but it's somebody else.
True.
Right, but they will come to compensate them in some type of way. You have to come into an agreement. But let me touch on this so we can jump back into the subject. All right?
Don't touch my shit.
Nancy Pelosi just opened up to say she is open to a bipartisan bill for funding the wall. One thing you guys got to keep in mind, too, there's already a fucking wall there. They're just extending the wall. So, there's already a wall there. You're acting like, oh, they just going to put up a wall. Dum-dum is already one there. For the people that don't travel, you know what I'm saying? I've traveled on this United States thing, so there's already a wall. They're going against it because now they're finding out that the cartel has paid some people off in Washington, and now they have a whole investigation that they're going on trying to get testimonies and so on and so forth to figure out who was paid off to not put a wall up there. That's why they were fighting for it so hard. So now they're open to conversations. The government was set to shut down on February the 15th. It looks like we may not have another shutdown on February 15th. That can be a great thing. So whatever they do, I'm here. Because guess what? I can't control none of it. And it ain't no point of me getting riled up about what they're going to do when it's already a goddamn wall there. They just didn't finish the wall, and they want to finish the damn wall. These are Mexicans that we're talking about. They either going to build a ladder or build a tunnel. I mean, so what? You know?
Not that I don't care about, you know, Mexican and Mexican people, but I'm just saying it's not African people. You know, my first choice is to Africans. You know what I'm saying? And African Americans. You know what I'm saying? So we just got to get off that. We got to, as a culture, we got to build ourselves up. We can't be worrying about other people. You know what I'm saying? We got to worry about ourselves because other cultures ain't worried about us. You know what I'm saying?
Because
that's just what I wanted to add.
We lost in the
South. You know what I'm saying? To touch on the topic,
we got 15 minutes left, right? Touch back on the topic, right? So Smooth feels like, you know, go ahead and cheat because he's going to be right there welcoming you with open arms. You know, he the side dude extraordinaire. You know, he's going to do his thing. You know, Mo Benz is more so on my page.
I don't know about the side nigga extraordinaire, but I ain't. I just don't fuck. I got my own bitches, nigga. I got my own problems.
What the fuck?
Side nigga extraordinaire. Nigga, I'm just that nigga. Side nigga gonna hit more than once. I just gonna hit once. The fuck? Damn.
Shit, no, well, that shit is good.
Fuck, I look like
you want to go back. Well, I do. But
nah. Yeah. Once I'm in, hey, bro, the thrill is gone. Nigga, I'm old Earth, Wind, and Fire, boy. After the love is gone, that's a wrap. Once you speak, my emotions change.
Like, so it is, right? It speaks volumes on who you are when you can deal with more than one person at a time. If you guys have that understanding, then great. You know what I'm saying? If you could open up your relationship to that understanding. But when you open up your relationship to that understanding to say, even if you said, okay, babe, we gonna bring that into our bedroom. Most men, they're protective, right? I have not had one relationship yet. One, he said he was cool with it, but I don't know. We never did it. One relationship that a man was cool with us bringing women in, but for the most part, they don't want nobody else. No, you can't bring no women in. We definitely ain't bringing no men in. Men are very territorial about, you know, their stuff. And if a man is in tune with you, a man watches how you move. A man pays attention to how you smell down there, right? Because especially if you're sleeping with another man without protection, he's going to leave his scent. It's like a dog.
That's a dog
walk around
bullshit.
And kisses on
poles,
right?
Bitch.
He kisses on poles. He kisses on poles so that he can find his way back to where he's going. Whenever you sleep with another man and you sleep with him unprotected, whether he pulled out, no matter what the case may be, when you are dealing with a true king that is aware of what's going on, you can have soap down there. You can wash it. But there's still going to be a scent that he is going to leave that is not going to line up with the scent that he is. Yeah, he's still going to deal with you, but he's going to know what he's dealing with. So the things that we don't give men credit for, real men, we don't give them enough credit to think that they understand what we're doing and how we're doing it. They actually do. So, you know, like, as a woman, if you don't want to be with one man, don't be in a relationship. When you're trying to have all the sex in the world, this is karma, is going to allow you to get drugged. Karma is going to allow your feelings to get hurt. Karma is going to allow you to do all of these things going on, you know, that you don't want. And sometimes we hurt ourselves. Because if he's cheating, you're going to either accept it or you're going to walk away. But that don't mean you go do the same thing, because his karma is going to come to him. But you have to understand that you may not know what his karma is. He may not even tell you how messed up his luck is. But you got to understand what your karma is. So be a woman, be a queen at all times. He cheat on you, you ain't got to cheat back. This is yourself. Silence will hurt a man more than anything that you could do to him other than sleep with his daddy. So, you know, I'm just saying, like, you know, there's some pedophiles out there that's like, oh, you cheated on me? And, okay, I'm going to make you call me shit mama. I'm going to make you call me auntie. You know, I'm going to sleep with your son that's 21. And, you know, I'm running through your whole family. And might sleep with your mama if she let me. You got women out there like that. You know what I'm saying? And you know, salute to y'all. Because everybody can't handle you know, hurt. You know what I'm saying? But once you become at peace with yourself and you realize that everything that you need is within, God is within, so he's going to direct you to make the moves that you're going to make. You are making these moves because you have the guidance. The Orishas are guiding you. You know, you have the people, you know, you have your ancestors that are guiding you, that you're finishing what they have sought out. They have sought out to finish, do. You're finishing that for them. So you have the guidance. Everything is within. And once you gain that peace, you don't move your peace around other people. Other people have to move around your peace. So when my peace is disturbed, right, I say this a lot about my son and father. Like, you know, like when I know when he changes, you know, things, you know, go wrong. So you know, we weren't, you know, we never had issues until we had a kid. But when I moved away, the issues got bigger. You know what I'm saying? And then I understand, I understand my actions and the roles that I played and all of these things. But, you know, I tell him, I say, you know what? It's the one thing that you do. This is the one thing that you do that makes me move away, no matter what it is that pushes you away. And if you stop doing this, then we can get along a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? So don't be scared to communicate. Allow your, you see what?
No, I said that's
allow your peace. Yeah, allow your peace to not be disturbed, and get somebody to match your energy. You know what I'm saying? They like tease you like peace, and let that be what it is. Right? If they can't match your energy, but you still want to be with them, I've been in a relationship like that where I was trying to match this person's energy, but this person was dragging me along and trying to change me, you know, saying, I don't want to change you, but changing me the whole way through. Get you somebody that's going to match your energy. Stop playing with me.
Who's making love to your old lady? Hold on, was that the song?
Yeah, that was the song.
Okay. So who's the artist? Who's the artist? Did you find out who the artist is?
Johnny Taylor.
Okay. It was something like that. I was so.
That had to be some 70s flow right there, right?
Listen.
What's up?
Don't nobody got to make love to your old lady. I'm a homebody for real. You understand? I'm a homebody for real. And even more, like, I'm a homebody. So, you know, I'm okay. I go months and don't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd rather have my energy aligned properly than to have someone in exchange spirit and have soul exchange with somebody that's not right for me. So you also got to think, like, your mood can be wavered by sleeping with different men because you're taking on their spirit, and you're not cleansing yourself, not with soap and water, but actually spiritually cleansing yourself, and you just sleeping with this person, sleeping with that person, and you get that energy, and then you become, I sit back and I say, damn, I pay attention to these swingers, and I'm like, why all these swingers doing bad? Why all these swingers need rides? Why all these swingers? And you got to understand they're exchanging souls and exchanging spirits. You know what I'm saying? Get around you some people, even if y'all are going to partake in this type of activity, get around some people that's doing something. So exchange those type of spirits. You know what I'm saying? Exchange some shit that you're going to get some money. Somebody you're going to get some money with, or you can learn to get some money from. It's 2019. Change your friends up. You know what I'm saying? If you got the same people that you done had around you this whole time, and you know what I'm saying, it's time to move on. Listen, we as a people, we cannot decide who moves on with us. That's a slap in the face to God. You have to allow God to lead and direct you. When you think you are getting over on somebody that he said to you, think again, because you just push your goal finish line back that much further. You ain't ready for it. So we got to start self-evaluating the people that we deal with, the people that we sleep with, and the people that we allow to be in our life. We got to do that. So that's how I want to close out. That's all I have to say. Y'all can say what y'all saying and let it do what it do.
All right.
Man,
shout out to all the positive swingers out there that keep me grounded. Oh, no.
It's hard keeping you grounded.
Hey, shout out to the positive ones that I know that keep me grounded.
Shout out to the positive ones that keep you grounded. I keep you grounded.
The positive swingers.
I didn't hear that.
Shit. My
turn. No, I've met some positive swingers. But I've also met, a flock of them, and they all needed rides.
Yeah,
and they
I
all
met the
were
fucking ones, too.
And they was all, lights was out and stuff. So.
All right, Mo Bear,
that's all I'm
So look, we got about 7 minutes left. So let me this has been a good topic. So shout out to everybody. Shout out to the caller that called in earlier. A good topic. Should a woman cheat if she feel like her man is cheating? And Ms. Bobby Black gave her take. Smooth gave his take. I gave my take. So as we talk about these different topics, I take notes. You know what I'm saying? As far as some of the things that we talked about. So let me ask you this. This is one of the things that that I saw that you had said. So you said you tried being faithful, and now, you swinger, extraordinaire or whatever. Well, which is a good thing. Like I'm not knocking it. But let me just ask you this question. When you tried being faithful, what was one of the things that turned you off to made you evolve into the player that you are now?
Oh, no, I don't play games. I ain't a player. Listen, man, to try is to fail. You see what I'm saying? So either you're going to do it or you're not. I wasn't going to do it. Simple as that. I mean, it goes against everything in me to actually just stay with one broad as far as physically is concerned. Now, emotionally, hey, I could do that all day. But physically, no. It makes me miserable. You see what I'm saying? I feel constrained. And then my hustle is so hard that I'm barely home anyway. So when I'm home and shit, and I feel as if I just won't fuck, I just won't fuck. You can't just fuck somebody that you're in a relationship with.
True.
You see what I'm saying? That's
wow.
It. I mean, it's just simple like that.
That's deep.
I get the pussy and then I'm gone. Get from here and I'm gone. It's a wrap.
That's deep. All right. I just wanted to, put that out there for the people. That's dope. So, yeah, man, this has been a great topic. And
wow.
You
gotta stop doing my business like that. You be leaving his speech. You be like, wow. I'm like, okay.
I like to hear other people's opinions. You know what I'm saying? On certain things.
Here I am settled down and married. And if I would have thought like this, I'm just joking.
No. Let's not get it twisted. I'm not saying it that way. I just want to hear what makes you you. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't no shame in my game. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of stuff out of my system, so I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? If I do want to do something, I'll do it. But nobody's
gonna
force me to do anything.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
I'm honest about everything I do.
Yeah. So I definitely feel, that's the key to, keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? If you are gonna step out, so that stuff don't come back to you, just keep it 100 with that person you're gonna step out on, so they know the situation. And getting back to when we was talking about the world famous chop up, 21 Savage. I just want to say, man, free 21 Savage. I think it's crazy, that this kind of happened. But at the same time, if you watch the presidential debate from this whole war situation that's going on, and with the government, Trump, and trying to get this done. Immigration is strong, so I just want to tell anybody out there, if your paperwork ain't on point, 21 Savage is an example of
make sure you follow me on Instagram, guys.
Your paperwork on
point. You can click the link in my Instagram. You can click the link in my Instagram bio, and it'll take you to all of my other pages and all of my links. And the link is on all of my pages. Instagram, it's the new Miss Lovely Black One. That's THENEWMIZZLUVLI BLACK, the number one. Twitter is Ms. Lovely Black, the number one. MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. And Facebook, it is SB, the symbol and D, SB and D, LLC. Mo Benz, take it out, 60 seconds.
All right, so definitely talk to me, I talk back. So the social media outlets that I'm on is Twitter. Definitely the handle's MOBINNS. Be on the lookout. You know, we're going to retweet the show, so tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. You know, if, you know, put them on to the show and what we got going on. Also, be one of my first Instagram followers on my new page. So the handle for that is MOBINNS. And lastly, you know, if you know somebody or you want to be on the show, you got something interesting to add to the show, get at me. The Gmail is the same, MOBINNS@gmail.com. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do every Sunday. So shout out to Smooth for calling in. Shout out to Miss Lovely Black, keeping it thorough as always.
I need a bitch that's gonna bring five bitches into my house and suck my dick. Fuck that.
Okay.
Hey, I'm
good night,
world.
Peace, 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 y'all. Next week.
Peace.